So Pashas Va'eda. So the Sicha starts that the Chiddush of Matan Torah, the Chibur of Yoinim, the Chibur of Yoinim and Tachtenim is the Chiddush of Matan Torah. So here the Rebbe in this Sicha wants to bring out the Be'etzem, the Ovis had this Chiddush already. V'chlal, from all the years, the Rebbe is always explaining. The Rebbe brought out, on the contrary, the Chiddush of Matan Torah, which was not there by the Ovis. This is all the Sichas through all the years where the Rebbe brought it out. It's written as a Maimon Lekut Torah, but the Rebbe went and brought it out so clearly in Derech HaNigla HaLocha, how the Ovis were before Matan, did not have the Chibur of the Yonim and Tachtenim, and this Chibur was accomplished only by Matan Torah. In this Sich, and there's also Sichas lately, in the same... In Nun Beis, Nun Aleph, there's several sichos where the Rebbe brings out Mefeilish of Akerat in Nekuda. So here, and here it's brought out very, very clearly. So let's right over here. So here the Rebbe starts, starting from Mois Beis, the Rebbe says that the others were the goyim, were the cause for the whatever was accomplished. They done with the bonim was caused by the others, right? And then here the Rebbe goes and explains, even though the Ovis will be before Matan Torah, and never, they're before Matan Torah, how can we say they cause everything by the Bonim? The Bonim have the union of Matan Torah, which is the Chibur Al Yenim and Tachtenim, and Ovis Mefedish did not have it. So the Rebbe says, nevertheless, the Aschol of Matan Torah was already by the Ovis. And this is what the whole Sikh is going to go to explain. What does this mean when we say that Aschol of Matan Torah was already by the Ovis? So here the Rebbe explains, where do we see the Aschol of Matan Torah by the Ovis? So the mocker of this, if the Aschol of Matan Torah is by the Ovis, is like in the Sikh, is brought down from the Kudat Torah, La Rizal, whatever. So that the Ovis had Aschol of Matan Torah. So usually Aschol is understood in a minimal sense. A scholar is a minimal, it's not the whole thing, but klal it's understood. It's not the whole thing. Here the Rebbe is going to bring up a cat. They always had the whole thing, almost the whole thing, as we're soon going to see. So, very similar, by the way, just, and we mentioned these words, a scholar. So this is goes in line with the Rebbe said, with the Rebbe saying all along, he said, from top, when the Rebbe says, the Nekudas Eskalas HaMashiach, that includes the whole inyan of Yemais Mashiach, right? The same line of thought goes over here. That's Cholam Matan Torah, which is by the others. When is the Kudus Haskalas Mashiach? When we're still in Golos, right? Nevertheless, the Rebbe says Yemais Mashiach. That includes everything of Yemais Mashiach. All the Shlomo Yemais Mashiach all included in the Kudus Haskalas, which is in Zman Golos. The same thing here, the Rebbe is saying, the Ovis had a Schol of Matan Torah, and the same thing, later on, the Rebbe is going to say the same words, at the end of the Sikha, the Rebbe says the same words, which is said in Vayechi and Shmois, which is this one week afterwards, where the Rebbe says, the Hazriya is Koilul, the whole Ksira, everything which is going to come out of the Hazriya. So this is this thing with Ascholah, the Ascholah, which is a Mamish Amatzav Lecheda, which is a Hepech, from the Gilui, is there, the Rebbe says, that's Koil of the whole Gilui. So the whole same thing, the Rebbe is saying, it's taking, talking about the Ovis. The Ovis Lecheda had no Shaykh, Zinyi, from Matan Torah, they were Mamish, there was a Gzeira of Yenim Tachtenim by the time of the Ovis. Nevertheless, the Rebbe is Yusuf, the Divra Rizal, that Ascholah, which usually is understood only as Hagdom and Hachona, here the Rebbe is going to explain what Ascholah is. It includes the whole thing, just like the Rebbe explains now, negate the Yonim of Golos, the Aleph which are bringing in Golos includes the whole thing, even though Lachiru in Golos, how can we say it includes Gula? So the same way, the same thing, that in the same line of thought, the Rebbe is going to say that Ascholah of Matan Torah is by the office. It's all the same Mahalach HaMachshava, which has been brought out now in Non Aleph and Non Beis, which years earlier was taken up, brought out this way. Anyways, so here the Rebbe says, the Aschol of Matan Torah is by the Ovis. So this is Mamish very, Mamish follows Vayechi, Shmois. It's like very, it's punkt, it's not like a random. It's poshut, a clarification on the Sugya, what he spoke on Vayechi and Shmois. Okay, carry on. Let's carry on. So now, the Aschol of Matan Torah was by the Ovis. How do we see that? The Rebbe says by the mitzvah smila, which was a mitzvah which had a similar aspect to the mitzvahs of a Oh, but after Matan Torah, which is the Chiddush, the Rebbe explains in many places, all the other mitzvahs which the Ovis did were not similar to after Matan Torah. The Mila was why it was done in a Chayfetz Gashmi, in a Guf Gashmi. So therefore, it has similarity to after Matan Torah. So therefore, the Ovis had the date at the beginning of Matan Torah. Okay, fine. Now, let's go down to line 15 and 16. Here the Rebbe says, okay, so now he's saying the Ovis had the union of Matan Torah. Steitoch in Posik says Lachera punkt verkehr. The Posik says Ovis bishkel shakai. The Hashem paid to the Ovis bishkel shakai. And now the Rebbe is saying they had Matan Torah, which is Shemavaya. So the Rebbe explains here that what's in the Kudah of Shem Kaka? The Sheik union of Shem Shakai is bleak wool. He can be Machab Elinatach, right? The very fact that Avram was able to be mamshich gdusha in his mila, in his guvar gashmi, that is already together bligvul. So therefore he already had a scholar of matan Torah, and explained in Aura 25 here that gvul cannot bring to bligvul. Gvul is limited in Gvul. The fact he had a certain kuda of bligvul shows that he went out of Gvul and was related to bligvul. Therefore, from this bligvul to the other bligvul, it's just like a chilik in kamas. It's not really a chilik in, it's not a different madrega. So Avram already had a shaykhus of bligvul because he brought the kedusha in his mila. Now, Oba, nevertheless, what was missing? It was only in a limited sense, only in his mokim mila. It was not begoli. The bligvul was not begoli. And so therefore, that's why it says, Leine Dait, Leine Karti. Oh, so what have we come now? What has the Rebbe reached now to that the Inyan of Matan Torah, Chibur El Yenim Tachtenim, ready, or Glesi Bligvol? The Rebbe hasn't used the words of Chibur El Yenim Tachtenim yet. Let's say the Inyan of Bligvol, Pimamshik Bligvol in the Olam. That was already by the Avram. What was missing? It was not Nikir. Why? Because it was only in a limited area. Yeah? Fine?
What does it mean? Only,
in the Makamila. This is, we're going to get to that, actually. We're getting to this right now. Okay, we'll stay there. So, fine. Now, here the Rebbe goes to expound on this Nakuda a bit further. And here the Rebbe says, Azoi, and this is going on page 2. Rebbe David, are you with us? On page 2. It's going to get a bit difficult here, Rebbe David. I'm sorry. Okay, so now the Rebbe says, not only did the Ovis have the Aschola of the Chibur of Elyonu Tachtenim, but they had the whole thing, etc. We're going to see it right now. We're going to see in the Rebbe's words. So now, here, here goes. On lines from 3 to 8. The Chibur, when do you need Matan Torah? Matan Torah, Reb David. Matan Torah connected the Elyon and the Tachton. You know that. Yeah, there was a split between them. Matan Torah connected that split, right? So when do you need to connect the split? When there is a split. But mitzad elokus, which is above any split. So you don't need to be mechaber any split. When do we when is there a split? When do we have to be mechaber, connect the split between the two? To the two extremes, when there is a difference between the two extremes. But you're talking about the Ebishter who is above. This is very similar to what we always learn. There's God as good of two separate entities, then you have the Aleph which is above. So the same thing, now the Rebbe is doing the same thing to Matan Torah, and saying, when do you have to have Matan Torah to connect the Elyon and the Tacht and the bottom and the above and the below? When there is above and a below. But when you're talking about the Ebishter as is above and below, you don't have to connect it because there's no difference in between them in the first place, right? So now, what if so? So therefore, the Rebbe is saying the others didn't need Matan Torah. In my words, the others, they had the whole thing. Not that they didn't need Matan Torah, said they had the whole thing of Matan Torah because they were connected to Elokus as is above Elyon and Tachton. Right? Where, what was the Chiddush of Matan Torah? They even in
the there's Elyon, there's Tachton, you need the L'mayel Mishnehem to be Mechaber.
That was the obvious.
That's not the obvious. The obvious is higher than that. The obvious is the etz and the Yisrael. That's lemaila me get there. So those, be able to right.
One very good. So they don't need matan Torah, right?
Right.
Wonderful. So and as just to add to the point, you look at Order 28, right here, Order 4, yeah. The Rebbe says very clearly, talking about the obvious. You can't say it wasn't only in their time. He says no, the obvious had it all. They had. You can't make the, in their madrega of a lekus, which is above Elyon Tachton. It doesn't make a difference before Matan Torah, after Matan Torah. It's all the same thing. So this is very clear. The others have had it all, right? Yeah, fine. Mayedik. So now let's go back to all the way to page number five. Yeah, I put in a whole these things. Go to this page number five. Yeah. So this is what we've gone through many times. So I just put it here again. So just remember what we're talking about here. So you have like, this is the same Nekuda where the Rebbe says let's go all the way down to line 25 and 30, line 25 to 31, where the Rebbe says that before Briya Se'olam, when the Olam of Shavti, when the Eibush erodes in Hashem's mind, the thought came to the Eibush that he wants to create the world. At that point, he read that the Eibush had the whole world. It was all there already. So it's very similar to what the Rebbe is saying here. That before the others, they had it all already. Before anything, before it even started. Before they had it all, right? Nevertheless, why do you need to have matan Torah? Why did here the Rebbe going back here? The Rebbe is not taught here. Why did Abraham have to create the world if the actual thought about the world and about the void of the Yidden already includes everything? Everything which is going to happen in the future. Why did Abraham have to create the world with the
Poel? That's how he wanted it to be, the Poel Mamish.
Because there's so you have the Rebbe's words here that there's certain Aliyah and Ilui, in the last lines, which is highlighted, you see it on page 30, there's a certain Aliyah which is accomplished through the Poel, even though everything is there ready in Hashem, in the Machshav of the Eibishter, there's a certain Aliyah which is accomplished when it happens actually with Poel. Now, what is this Aliyah? We're going to get to soon. But the Poel that Rebbe is saying, it was all there beforehand, right? Or, then you haven't, you see that, David, remember we've gone through this. And when the Eibishter had the thought, he had the thought of creating the world, and he thought about the Yidden, and therefore decided to create the world, he already had, it was all there. It's not like us, right? This was all there. So why do you have to have the world? It's all there. Because there's a certain accomplishment when it actually happens with Poel. Now, what is that accomplishment with Poel? If the Eibishter has it all there, what is the accomplishment? That's what we're going to get to soon in a minute.
So we have four levels now, right? Four levels?
You want to say it that way, you can. If you want. The Sikha actually engages three, I think. Well, let me see.
There's Elyon and Tachton.
Right.
And then in order to get the Chibur from both of them, you have to come on to the higher than both of them.
Right. So what's number four?
So four is the Ovis.
Higher than the Ivishtan?
They're higher than what?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
They have the koyach. Why did you say tie? I don't know why you say four. Say three. They have this koyach of the Eibishter, which is Mechaber. They have it already. The koyach of the Mechaber doesn't need the chibur. The koyach has
the it. The Chiddush Matan Torah is, Shagam v'gidrei oilom, sheish v'gzeira, v'sheish v'gidrei hefsek, aliyin v'tach, yuzha d'arza l'gush, l'mayin v'gedar aliyin, the gedar alikus, shalamayin v'gedar aliyin v'tachten. That's... There's aliyin v'tachten, and then there's the gedar alikus, shalamayin v'gedar aliyin v'tachten. And then... There's, the Rebbe goes on to explain the fourth level, which is the obvious.
Oh, that's what we're making fourth level. So the way the Sikha is structured is not really, doesn't really, brings out three levels. It doesn't make this as a separate level. You'll see it as you go.
Oh, so I'm saying Tachton, whatever.
But not fine. The word just said it good. I'm just saying the Sikha doesn't highlight this as another thing, but it's one way of saying correct.
Usually this whole thing, though, all over Chassidus, there's like, we know this concept about Elyon and Tachton, to have the Bitul Gezeira, you need to come on, usually we say Atzmus, which is Lamayim Geder, Elyon and Tachton, but like here we're saying like, this kind of like alderech, you know, yechida and like lamaila mi, like mi shemus, like this
let's
is like
let's
kinda,
well, let's not go into names. No, to confuse ourselves because it doesn't really work by name. The point is what we're going to get to is more or less it doesn't work with names over here. This is what we're going to get to. This fourth madrega, which you call the fourth madrega, right, is undefinable. This is what we're going to get to. So it's not so.
That's like the etzem neshama, no?
Right, but without putting the chesed and put names, and if we're going to start putting names, I don't know if it's fully correct or not correct. Doesn't make a difference. We'll get to it. There's the etzem as, let's just leave it. The true word is? There is the etzem as we think of etzem as it contains both. There's two opposites. Then we're thinking of etzem, the etzem which is going to connect the both, these two opposites. So obviously he's above two opposites, right?
But it's shy. One second.
There is the etzem,
yeah,
which has, there's two opposites, then there's the etzem which is above the two opposites, and therefore we can connect the two opposites, right? What are the number four, if you want to call it number four?
Even above that.
It is the mice of a pearl, and that what it is, it does not have a definition. That's what we're going to get to. This inyan has no definition.
Okay, it's higher than that, but that like is it's not affected by the mice of a pearl. Like it's really higher, but.
We'll get to it. We'll see. The truth is, it doesn't have a definition.
The whole point was that it didn't have mice of a pearl.
That's what we get to. They did not have the mice.
Have an answer for this also.
One second, we're getting to it. One second. Here's one other thing. Here, just take the mime of Besukas Teshu. The next mime on page 5. The next 5 of Besukas Teshu, right? Here's the talking about something else. Reb David, are you managing to follow? Here the mime of Besukas Teshu is talking about Itzum Sheyem Kippurim Achapen. So here the Reb explains, the Tzum Sheyem Kippurim is Machapen, so why do you have to do Tshuva? So the Reb explains here that the Tzum Sheyem Kippur Machapen accomplishes everything. No maila la mata, everything is done. So why do you have to do Tshuva? Because you need an act. You see, Tzricha Lies is a Seed Adam, right? So this is going to be very similar to what we have over here. The others had it all. If so, what do you need Matan Torah for? You need a certain. This is what we're going to get to, right? The Abish had it all. What do you need the Bria Bapel? The others, Yom Kippur, we have it all. What do you need the Tshuva for? It's all the same thinking, right? The yeah. Seder? Mm-hmm. Fine, let's go. So let's go back where we're up to. Where are we? Yeah.
I lost the last moment.
We're going to get back to it. It's just the point is we're going to... Fine, here we are. So now, we're on page 2. So the chiddush of Matan Torah, the others had it all before Matan Torah, because they're connected to the Likus, which is above Eli and Tachten. And what is the chiddush of Matan Torah? They had it all, because they were above Eli and Tachten. The chiddush of Matan Torah, even within the Hagbolas of Eli and Tachten, that also we should bring the Madrega of the others, which is above Eli and Tachten. So this is why he said it in the four Madregas. Okay, fine, very good. So this way he said, he made it into four madrigas. Reb David, are you here? There's Eli and Tachten, and Matan, which are separate, and Matan Torah comes to be mechaber them, right? How does Matan Torah mechaber the Eli and Tachten? Matan Torah has a koyach, which is above, let's do it again. There's Eli and Tachten, and Matan Torah is to be mechaber the Eli and Tachten, right? To connect the Eli and Tachten. The others, they were above Eli and Tachten, so they didn't need them. They had all the accomplishments of Matan Torah. They're above it. Now, why do you need Matan Torah? Because Matan Torah was to bring this koyach, the others, had to bring it into Eli and Tachten. They had it. There was no Eli and Tachten, but there were four Matan Torah.
Actually, Middle Rebbe explained.
Yeah, but we're going to get carried away to other things. We'll never finish. Okay.
What Ovas do? They bring this quality to the Atmos.
I'm sorry.
Atzilus, and what we do, and after Matan Torah, from Atzilus down.
Okay, so it's similar, but anyways, now, let's continue. Oh, here, about this Nakuda of what, Rabbi Shaw, you're just saying, look at the footnote 5 over here. Number five. This is the Rebbe, in the Rebbe's words. The Cheder, Bitzad, the Abishi already has everything. All the others already have everything. So what accomplishes the poil? What accomplishes our void of being Mechaber Eli and Tachan? So here the Rebbe is talking about here in this Hohadron on Shisha Siddha Mishnah, footnote 5, the Rebbe is talking about the Ian that the Abishta had it all, the whole Bria had it all there right when it occurred to him the thought to create the world. See, so what do you need a Bria before Bepeil? So here the Rebbe explains. He explains the same thing as why you need Matan Torah B'Peil. Because Mitzad the Gedder of the Olam.
Yeah, what is the
gather?
The gather,
and that's where the Abishter wants the deer with Octanim. So therefore, you have to... The
Olam, regardless if the Abishter has it all, regardless if Avraham Avinu has it all, the Olam itself doesn't recognize anything at all. So as long as you do not affect it in the Olam, you don't do the pearl. Wait, 1 second.
Yeah.
Therefore, as long as you don't do it, actually bring it into the Olam, from the Olam's perspective, there's nothing there at all. And that is why you have to bring it B'Poel. Only because the Olam, the truth is, the Abishta has it all, the others has it all. But from the Olam's perspective, from the world's perspective, there's nothing here. The world doesn't recognize anything. So therefore you have to bring it out B'Poel. And that's why you need the Matan Torah. You have to, because the others had it all. But the Chiddush of Matan Torah is that there should be two entities of Eli and the Tachten, and there should be bringing the Tachten, they should come to realize what the Ovis already had. Because the Tachten doesn't recognize anything of the Ovis, right? Okay? Even though the Ovis really had everything in it, right? Fine, we're soon going to explain this a bit further. Just one more footnote. Here, just in number 6, you have the same thing which this vote that I was saying is the same vote that passes Tobe, where the Rebbe says, but the Yidden have everything. They didn't have it all in themselves. If they have it all, why do they have to do it? Because, okay, let's not go into it. Well, we just now said why. Okay, fine. So I'm just showing you the same thing to an obvious. The Rebbe says that the fact that the Yid is keeping the Torah, where did it come from? Because he wants to keep it.
Right.
So if he wants to keep it, so what do you need the whole Torah for? The Yid anyway wants to keep it. It's the same Nekuda. The Rebbe says, Mitzad Etzim HaNeshama, a Yid wants to keep the Torah also. And he's definitely going to keep it. And he's definitely going to fulfill the Kavanah. If he's going to keep it, he's going to fulfill the Kavanah. Why do you actually need it? Because he needs it with what we just now said. Because Abishah wants it to be Mais of a Pearl, that it should be Mitzad in Yonif from the Tachna, whatever. Okay, fine. Now we're going to Ois Vav. This is on line 17. Before we go to Ois Vav, let us just understand what we just now said. That the reason that even though it's all there included, nevertheless we have to do it, bring it out in the pearl. Let me just ask you a question like this. What would happen if Hashem, with saying the others had it all in themselves, right? What would have happened if Hashem, and what do we need Matan Torah for? To bring this, what the others had in themselves, to bring it into the Elyon of the Tachten. We have to have a the others were above Elyon and Tachten. Right? There's no Elyon, they, all inclusive. Elyon and Tachten is all inclusive by them. It's all included in them. Therefore, we have to make a situation where there is two separate entities, Elyon and Tachten, and in that Tachten, we're going to introduce everything the others had. So we have to create the entity of two entities of Elyon and Tachten. Now, and that was Matan Torah. So let me ask you now, what would have happened if the Abishah would have given the Torah to the others? He would have given the Torah to them, and they would have created the entity of Elyon and Tachten, Shveis, Mitzrayim, whatever is there, going into Yisrael, or whatever, Midbar, anything, but the Yidden went through later with Matan Torah, the Abishah would have made it happen by the others. Now, the others already had everything in them. What would have happened if the Abishah would have brought all this Matan Torah? The Abishah would give a Matan Torah to the others. What would have happened? So we don't have to guess too much.
It explains in Chassidus that the world was not refined enough.
There's many reasons why the Eibishter didn't do it, why the Eibishter didn't do it, acts but might have a pearl. Because many reasons. The Iker reason, according to what we're speaking, the Iker reason would probably be that's what the Eibishter wanted. Like, we're talking about Etzem, the Eibishter, obviously include everything. The reason why the Eibishter, that's what the Eibishter made the Seder, the breather away. He wanted, he did not give it to the others. He wanted there should be Yidden who do not have the quality of the others, who do not have the quality of Begolia, and they should bring it into the Tachton, not the others who have already everything included in themselves, right? That's a Chayram. Anyway, the Eibishter chooses, he said, Dafki Yidden, who do not have the quality of the office, they should engage the Indian of El, in the Tachna, etc. Okay, now. But what would have happened?
It's possible to explain. Actually, it's explained why Torah was given when Itra came to Moshe Rabbeinu, to camp of Israel. Because he was the main guy who, you know, like, served all the idols, all the whatever, Avodah Zorah.
Israel.
Oh, Israel. And because of this, It was impossible to bring to the level.
That be that reason, fine. But I'm asking you another question now. There could be different reasons. What's the difference? What would have happened if the Eibishter would have given the office of Torah? What would have happened? One second. So the answer is very simple. The reason why I'm asking, because the answer is very simple. Because we learned last week in the Sikh of Shmois, we learned, I put it here in the footnote, I put it in the wrong place by mistake, and I put it at the end of page number 3. But anyways, so we learned in the Sikh of Shmois, and then the second, all the way through towards the bottom. So there we learned that when the Yidden went out of Mitzrayim, that there it said, the Yitzis Mitzrayim includes the Gula. The Gula Mitzis Mitzrayim is all one. And if the Yidden would have had the Schus, they would have brought the Gula. What do they mean? So the potential for the Gula was already there. The Yidden didn't identify with it, didn't bring it out in their avoid. We discussed this last week. Didn't bring out in their Shlem's avoid. So it didn't actually happen. So the whole thing was dependent on Ilu Zochu, if they would have had the Schus. So now let's say, if Hashem would have done this to the others, let's say, of course, they would have brought the Gula, no problem, no question about it. They would have done it the right way. They would have had Matan Torah. They would be Mechaber, the Elyon HaTachton, without, there's no question about it, right?
Because they're above
the Elyon HaTachton. If Hashem would have engaged them with the Elyon HaTachton, of course they would have done it, yeah? So now, if the others had it all, and they had it all, and they would have done it, what is the chiddush of Matan Torah? What is the chiddush? Now, let us try and decide. What is the chiddush? No, what's the what is the chiddush of Matan Torah?
Remember.
So all you're telling me is the chiddush. What? So he's saying the same thing. The others had the capacity to do it, and they would have done it. So we're always learning about the enormous chiddush of Matan Torah. Now the Rebbe is telling us. Now this is very important because I don't want to see what the Rebbe is saying in the next. What's the point the Rebbe is bringing out over here? The others had it all. Is there a real revelation which was accomplished by Matan Torah over the others? The revelation of Matan Torah the others had it. The chiddush of Matan Torah, they had everything. Elin HaTachton didn't even disturb them. So they had the shleimus chiddush of Matan Torah, the highest level. It was already there. So what's the chiddush? So what is the big chiddush of Matan Torah? It was not done practically. It was not done. The Eibishter, for whatever the reason you said, doesn't make a difference. The Eibishter did not make they should have Matan Torah. But the Inyan of Matan Torah, they already had. So was there any new revelation here? The only thing which was not there was a practical reality. They did not have Matan Torah. But the revelation, they had the Chedah, they had all the revelation. So what is the Chiddush of Matan Torah? A practical reality. What's the big Chiddush of a practical reality? If the others had everything, and they would have done it. They would have done it for sure.
Of what?
Matan Torah.
The others would have definitely, they would have had Matan Torah, they would have done, they would have fulfilled Matan Torah in the fullest extent. They would never deviated from the Torah, they would never digress, they would have followed the Torah, they were brought Elion and Tachton together.
So they would have done it 1, 2, 3.
They would have
done
it just like the Rebbe says, by Matan, by Tzitzim Shayim, the Yidin was Zeicher, they would have had the Gula right away. To be sure, the others would have had Matan Torah, they would have brought the Gula right away. So the others had everything there. The only thing is, Abishah, for whatever the reason is, Abish decided, you others, you know, you have it all, but you're not going to have Matan Torah. I'm going to give Matan Torah to your children, which they don't have it all. So what is there in Revelation, in Gilui Lakus? What is the accomplishment of, what is the Chiddush of Matan Torah over the others? What is the Chiddush? The others had it all. The only thing which they did not do, for whatever the reason is, Hashem decided, for your reason, for other reasons, doesn't make a difference. Hashem decided that they're not going to have Matan Torah. Their children are going to have Matan Torah, right? But they had the ability to do it, and they would have done it. So we talk about the revelation of Elikos from discussing, when thinking from the vantage, from the perspective of revelation of Elikos, what was the Chiddush of Matan Torah over the others? What did they do? There was no Chiddush there. They didn't have the practical reality because Hashem didn't bring the practical reality. There's no Chiddush, no Geder, there's no new level of Gilui Elikos which was brought out by Matan Torah. It was just a practical reality. They were not able to do it practically because Hashem did not give them up to.
The reality that was able to affect the Elmas Agashmi.
They were able to. There was no Matan Torah because Abish said, okay, that's the Abish thing. He held back from them the whole development, the process of Matan Torah, of Elion, he held it back from them. He didn't give it to them. So the Abish held it back. But they, from their part, they wouldn't have had it all. So in other words, the Gilui, as part of the Koyach of doing it, the koyach, the gilui elikos, which requires to actually make olam hazeh gashmi mechubet elikos, they had it all. The chibur of Elion and Tachton, they had it in themselves. So, from the perspective of gilui elikos, of accomplishing, of drawing down new madregas and gilui elikos, what are we doing? What did Matan Torah accomplish over the others? The chayyim didn't accomplish anything at all. It's just that there was not the opportunity, was not available then. But they had it all in themselves. So, what's the chiddush of Matan Torah? That's the whole Chiddush of Matan Torah. Once, so then now we have a new thing. Always will we know that Matan Torah brought a Chiddush, a new Gilui Elikos. Now we understand there's no real Gilui Elikos. It just practically didn't happen. Okay. So the bottom line is, let's get to the bottom line. The bottom, and this is an Nakuda. Gilui Elikos is practical reality, and that's what it is. We always think of Gilui Elikos as something, a power, a koyach, an enormous koyach, big wall, right? Tremendous, but that's Gilui Elikos. You can defy everything, you can convert. So now we're learning with the Sikha, which is the theme of the Rebbe Sikha's, everywhere. Gilui Elikos is not the bleak wall, not the practice. Gilui Elikos is the reality, that's a Gilui Elikos. And that's what we're going to see, the Rebbe says right now, okay? The practical reality that you're looking for Gilui Elikos, you're looking for some tremendous revelation of a power which is unbelievable. So now here the Rebbe brings out the hole in the Kuda with the going on the Mahalach of Nunaruf Nabez. The Gilui Elikos is just the practical, and that is a Gilui. Why is that the Gilui? Why is the practical reality Gilui? It's just a practical, it's a technical situation. Before I couldn't do it, and now I can do it, right?
Why overstand the Why overs cannot do this?
Hashem didn't give them the Torah.
But Hashem gives them Torah. They can do this.
They could do it. It would have done. No problem. They would have done it. The Rebbe says that by Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Yidden, if they would have fully involved themselves, they would have accomplished it all right away. So of course, others would have accomplished it. So what is it, when you're talking at this type of level, that they have the etzim, they're above everything. As long as we say the others weren't above everything, they were only had preparation to Matan Torah. Matan Torah brought a new revelation in Gilui Elikos. Okay, we understand what Matan Torah is. It brought a new revelation of Gilui Elikos. Now we're saying the others had everything. So the only chiddush of Matan Torah is that practically we have the ability to do it, which they did not have the ability to do.
Okay.
So what is the Gilui is, the practical thing is a Gilui. And then, okay, so let's see the Rebbe's words. Now why? fire. This is, by the way, the same words we just said before. We brought from in page number 5. We had here that the Amish has it all, but there has to be the Pearl. The whole the creation of the Bria, the Pearl. There's no new revelation coming out of revelation of big bull. No, it's just the Pearl. The same thing. You have the Kapara without Chuba, but. And you have to have the Pearl. Okay, so here we're coming here. Here the Rebbe is saying it now. Here the Rebbe explains what the advantage of the Pearl is. Now, you're going to have to listen to the words here, because now, this words here, which the Rebbe is saying right over here, in 8 from 9, goes from 18 to next to the next page, to page over to, till the end of, till Oizayin, till the beginning of Oizayin. So this is actually the point of Sikha Vayigash, in which we've been speaking to you, alright? So this is the point of Sikha Vayigash. Now, here, this is how it goes. The Rebbe says here, the Chiddush HaMatan Torah is not negeya that the Etzem should come down here. The Etzem should come down, that's not the Chiddush. Why? Because who had the Etzem? The Etzem had the Ovis ready. The ready Mulder had the Etzem. It was not Begoli, but they had the Etzem. They had the fullest potential to do everything. So they had the Etzem. So the Chiddush is not in the Hamshach HaLamata. The Chiddush is that the etzem comes down. Now this is the word. So it's the, okay. The etzem comes down only when it's begoli lamata. Only when it's begoli lamata. Now, what are these words when you say begoli lamata? These words are a bit tricky when you say begoli lamata. So, I put here for 7, line 7. So it explains, in other places it explains more. It means it should be begoli mitzad inyoni shel atachten. In other words, let's say the etzim's here. It's all etzim here. The obvious had it all. Right? If the etzim, the obvious had it all, what's the difference? I'm going back again. The obvious had it all. So what are the let's say the tachten doesn't recognize it. To the others, from the others' perspective, does it make a difference if the Tachton recognizes it or not? From the others' perspective, it does not make a difference if the Tachton recognizes it. Because the others have, the Tachton can think what he wants, the others can bring it together. It's just like saying the Abish, before he created the world, he had the whole creation in his mind. Does it make a difference if the world as an independent entity recognizes it or not? It doesn't make a difference. Because whether the world recognizes it or not, it's the Abish that has it in his mind. That what goes and that what's going to happen. So the fact the world recognizes it or not does not make a difference. Nevertheless, so that from the obvious, it did not make a difference. They had it all when the Sikha said that the obvious had it all. It means mitzad the obvious, there was no difference if the Tachton did recognize it or not. The etzem, but the shleimus etzem is that the Tachton, from his independent perspective, should come to realize the etzem. Why? Because the etzem, however absolute the etzem is, the tachten doesn't oppose the etzem and does not recognize etzem. It's non-existent. Just like the etzem looks at the tachten that you're following my program, regardless, you're going to follow my program. The etzem, from its part, does not recognize it. Now, if the okay, so now this is a vort. If the etzem would, let's say, accomplish what it has to do and with the etzem controls the tachton, so it will accomplish everything with the tachton, like the obvious, they would have done everything about Matan Torah. But they would not have been, the obvious would have done everything. But the obvious, remember, they did not have in themselves the metzias of a tachten which negates the etzem. But obviously, but they was absolute. The etzem was absolute. The etzem can transform the tachten like nothing. To have the etzem as an independent entity, which negates the etzem, the obvious did not have that. Why? Because even if they would have seen such an entity, they would have realized that they can control it. B'chlemes agil etzem is adat tachten as an independent entity which does not recognize etzem. He should come to realize etzem. And that is his. So now, that is what, in other words, is the whole chiddush of Matan Torah is because I do not recognize the koyach of Matan Torah, I have to integrate, I have to actually accomplish in myself that I should recognize it. It's all, in other words, it's all for me. There's nothing missing beforehand. It's only me that I don't recognize it, I should now recognize it. Did that go with anyone? Did anyone follow? Get what? Huh? Did anyone get it? Everything is there. They just had it all. They had it all. It was all down. The others had it all. The only thing is the tachten doesn't recognize it. So what is the accomplice of Matan Torah? That the tachten as an entity who is not directly connected to the others. He doesn't recognize the others. He's now, it's his grandchildren. They're living in Mitzrayim. They went to Mitzrayim. They had others. Yes, they had others, but now they're living in Mitzrayim. And the others is past history. They're an entity for themselves. They are a separate entity. Now, it's true, the others, no situation, no, the others come, they'll be able to get all they can transform the tachten. But here we talk about there's no others here. And the tachten feels himself as a dependent entity. Him as a dependent entity should now come to realize that the etzem has had it all in himself. And that what am I accomplishing? I'm just accomplishing what the etzem already has.
I don't get where you're getting that from.
Where in the word of his words?
Yeah.
Okay. So one second. Did you get the point before? I realize the problem.
I get what you're trying to say, but I don't see.
Okay, fine. I don't do that right now. Where it's in the Rebbe's word. Did you get what we just now said? I'm going to read it once before. But to go to the Rebbe's words in a minute. It happens to be very tricky in the Rebbe's words. It's tricky because in the Rebbe's Sichas itself, we're not going to it, the Sichas Shabbos and Kate, which sort of takes it apart again to bring out what it says. And it says that here, then, the Sichas Shabbos and Kate, it says that here in this Sicha, there's missing words of explanation. That it said, it's missing. I don't remember. You have to look in it. It says, so it is tricky to get it, but it's, okay, but just give me a moment. Give me a moment, please.
It looks like Rebbe want us to accept Torah again. Completely.
Possible. You just now said it very amazing. He said the whole Makudah just now. This is the point. The Rebbe is telling us that the others had it all. Or the Abish had it all before Bria Salem. Right. It's all there. What is missing? So it's all there. And what does it mean the Abish had it all? The Abish is, whatever we do, the Abish has it all. It's all going to go the way the Abish wants. So what do you need a separate, why do you need the Bria Salem, the actual Bria Salem? Or why do you need to have Matan Torah why do you have to have Matan Torah? The others couldn't have Matan Torah. The Abish wanted that we should have Matan Torah. We don't recognize the others. And we should have Matan Torah. Why? Because the Abish wanted to be in a separate entity which does not recognize the others. And we, in our, as a separate entity, should come and engage the whole idea that what? That you should know the Abish has it all. And the others had it all. We should engage and come. When we engage from our part, it's a complete new thing from our part. Because there was no, from our part, I would like to live a free life. Matan Torah, yes or no, is love. Dafka. Matan Torah always has a meaning to me. I can sort of forget about Matan Torah sometimes, right? So, as Rabbi David said, and this is a very good, he's the word that Rabbi used. Rabbi doesn't use it in the gate to Matan Torah, but the Rebbe used in the gate to the Inyan Fanatimus. So we are now doing Matan Torah in my specific situation. And that is a word. This, I am now, because Matan Torah has already accomplished, the Abish has it all, the others had it all. The only thing standing in the way that I don't recognize it, and the Abish wants me as an independent entity who does not recognize it, should bring it into myself. So me, from my part, I'm bringing in, I'm actually creating Matan Torah again. And this is, the Rebbe uses the words, not Matan Torah, but the Rebbe uses the words very clearly, that the Eibishter, I am now creating the Inyan of turning Yesh to Ayin, which that is a Chiddush, the same Chiddush what Eibishter did when he made the Ayin Yesh. That is the same thing, the same Koich HaAtzmus. So it's, we are actually turning, reinventing the wheel from scratch. And this is good. So from one hand, it's all there. From another hand, we are starting it all. And that is why you have to have the Inyan of Matan Torah. Okay. Now you want to see what it says in
Torah. Well, first of all, didn't the world feel itself as its own Metzias more in the time of the Ovis than it ever did? I'm saying more than Matan Torah.
Let's forget about what we're talking about, the Ovis now. The Ovis, from their part, the world was all, whatever the world was,
the world
they
wasn't someone that has a kid. Avraham Avinu was going around to the world saying this. Kale.
So Avraham Avinu has it very clearly. The world can be what it is. Whatever it is, I can transform it. I'm one with the Eibishter. I have the Aleph of, it wasn't relevant then, Aleph of Golas and Gula. Or I have here with the Sistum of Matan Torah. I have I can do with the world whatever I want. He recognized the world, but he fully recognized his ability to overcome the world. That fact that he recognized the ability to overcome the world did not, in his world, there was a separate entity of the world, was not really separate. It was the world thought itself to be separate. The angel wanted us, Avraham's children, who feel the world to be a separate entity, we should bring in the Likus. So this is the Chiddush. So we bring in the Likus, we bring in our in the Etzem. So that is, like Rav said, we are now actually, every time we do something, we actually
how does this fit with we're going on the crazy, Chassidus that the Rebbe is bringing here, but how does this fit with the normal way that we learn Chassidus, that the world needed to be more, mevurer to be
Makar? Amazing! Oh! That's very good. So we'll jump to the answer before that. Very, very clear. Now this is the whole Makuda. All the years, we always said, there's a situation, there's an Eibishter, there's a situation of the world. The Rebbe came, okay, why? To tell someone, we went through this, we all know this, to tell someone, you should know, that this world, to tell a normal Yid, put yourself in the obvious position, and you should know that this world, what you see, is against Eibishter, it's nothing, you can bring it together with Eibishter. The others had that ability to think that way. To tell a normal Yid, when he is actually involved with the world in Golas, that, that I have the ability to connect, was not possible to tell. You could tell, I have the ability to tell, I'm going to refine the world, and I'm going to get it, and eventually it will connect. But he should have the clarity in his mind of Babel in the Tachten. He can see the Tachten say, this is nothing I can connect to. That is what he said in Sikha Pasha Shmois, the Ilu Zochi, if we would have been in such a state, we would have had the Gula right away by Yitzhak Mitzrayim. Because we would have had the clarity of the others, wherever we see any position, we can connect it. That is not what Yid had. They usually didn't see a position as opposition. And in order to overcome the opposition, the Yid does not have clarity, he has doubts, he's worried, and it's a big avoider. So therefore, how did we always see it? There's a world which creates problems. The problems are definitely there. And we need Hashem's help. I don't know how to overcome it. I need Hashem's help, etc. It's a whole process which one day will bring to the Gula. The Rebbe is now telling us, this is why the Rebbe is now telling us, the world is not negating. So now, this is what the end of the Sikha comes and tells us here. The world is not negating. So what does the Rebbe do? The Rebbe now goes back to the very beginning, to the others, and says, you should know, the truth is, which was never brought out so fully clearly, that the Eibishter before Bris Olam had it all. That the others had it all. Now, they all had it. Once upon a time, it was something we couldn't really live with it completely, just be blind to everything going around us and bring in out in ourselves the strength of the others to consider we have it at all. It was too much. But it was always, the ability was always there. The Rebbe said that's why it's time. If we would have identified with this koyach of the others, let's say, we would have brought the Gula right away. Now that there is no opposition of the world, now we can identify to the fact that others always had it, and therefore, what is today? We just have to go ahead and do it. In other words, what do it? Me, there is no opposition. Nevertheless, in my mindset, Martin Taylor has a certain significance. Hashem has, but to say that I see everything in the world as not being opposition to that, to Martin Taylor, not being a hell on Hashem, it's not the way I see it. Now that I'm telling you, we Yidden nowadays can put ourselves in the situation of the obvious. That whatever we see, once upon a time was too hard for you to put himself in the situation of the obvious. So what was the obvious for the Yidden till our days? The obvious for the Yidden till our days was a preparation to Matan Torah, and it's a development, the process, etc., and etc. Now that Rebbe is telling us, he's bringing out now that Rebbe is telling us the obvious and everything the days, he's bringing out that the others and the Eibishter had it all. Therefore, what did have to be done? We just have to realize that we can do it. And therefore, what is today? The biggest avodah today is today and not before. Why today, not before? Because once upon a time, when we know we have a position, we can't go blindly and just ignore the opposition. The obvious good, we couldn't. We cannot. So we had to engage the position. We gave it a certain value, a certain importance, and we knew we have to, with Hashem's help, have to overcome it. So we were limited in our ability to do our avodah. Now there is nothing standing against us. And all it is, we have to now engage the truth, what was going on by the obvious, the pnimius, what we were till now not aware, what was going on by the obvious, by the Eibishter. Therefore, now starts a whole Aveda. Till now, we couldn't do our Aveda properly. Now we can do our Aveda.
Okay, so wait.
Yeah, what's going on?
So if right now we're in the same situation as the Ovei, so then what was the point of the whole process? Like, from the, like, you just went back to the, like, we just went back to square one. You know, it's like,
square one is, what's square one? We're going back to the Ovei. We're going back to the Eibishter. Square one is, or we're going back to the Shomis Yisrael as they're in the Eibishter. That's square one. Square one is that we can, that it's all, and that Eibishter has it all. He wants us to do it. Therefore, he put us in a situation where we do not recognize that we can do it. Now we can recognize, realize all Eibishter wants you to do it. And that is the Gilu of Matan Torah. Now, what's the Gilu of Matan Torah? Gilu of Matan Torah is the Milu of the Ratzon Hashem before Matan Torah. The obvious may have had the Koyach HaBligvul, but it did not have the Milu of the Ratzon Hashem, did not the fulfillment of the Ratzon Hashem. What is the fulfillment of the Ratzon Hashem? That even that in an entity where there is Elyon, the Tachon will come to realize the Elyon. And that is the Ratzon Hashem, and that is the accomplishment of Matan Torah. That is the biggest accomplishment which is possible, because the fulfillment of the Ratzon Hashem, that is the accomplishment of all, the greatest accomplishment which can be. So all of it has to be, we have to know, we have to fulfill the Ratzon of Hashem. Okay, now, you want to see it in the words. Now, it's hard to see it in the words. It's hard, so let me just show you right now. In line 18 to 20, there's words here. It says, Iskalos Etzem. You must understand what Iskalos Etzem means. Etzem means, the Abish is absolute. In a Mavali. Everything goes according to him. It's not only absolute, it's all inclusive. It includes you, everything is going to be exactly what he wants. That is Etzem. Iskalos Etzem means, that me, recognize Etzem. Who am I? Someone who totally defies Etzem. That not recognize it makes no sense to me. It can be. It couldn't be. That makes sense. That is Iskalos Etzem. So now the vote that Rebbe is saying here is, if the Eibishter would just accomplish, bring the Etzem down, you would just manipulate the Tachtonim and make the Tachtonim, the obvious would come, they just make the Tachtonim the way the Tachtonim should be, and the Tachtonim on its own part would not reach the Etzem, that would not be a Scarlet Etzem. And.
Why? Because then everybody would.
Because the Etzem is, this is the words, now this is the words. The Etzem is such that not only he can make the Tachten be the way he wants, he can make the Tachten realize that the Tachten should be the way, the Tachten, that's a Scarlet Etzem. The Tachten should realize come to a logical conclusion that Eibishter has it all in himself, and he can make me realize, and that is the Skala Setzem, that I should come to realize that now, for me to come to realize that Eibishter has it in himself all, and the only thing missing that I should come to realize, that negates my existence completely, because I do not feel that way at all. That the only thing which I'm missing is, let's put it in simple words, the only thing that I'm missing, in order to get $1 billion, to realize I should get $1 billion, does not sit well with my Matthias. The only thing that I'm missing in order to accomplish the Etzem, for me to realize that the Etzem can be accomplished, the only thing is standing in my way is my lack of realization. That is something which does not sit well with me. And the scholar's etzim means that not only I should do what the etzim wants, and the kavana of the etzim should be fulfilled, but I should come to realize that I can fulfill the kavana. These are the words. So we say here the words of scholar's etzim. You have to understand, we take a scholar's etzim. These are the words in the Sikha Vayigash also. It's scholar's etzim. So you have to understand what the word scholar's etzim means. We say scholar's etzim means that not only the etzim should manipulate the tachton, let's say, manipulate, but he should actually get the tachton. The scholar's means the tachton should come to realize on its own accord that the etzim. And if the etzim would only manipulate the tachton, right? Well, if etzim would only manipulate the tachton, then. Oh, the word that Rebbe is saying is, because the Etzem has in itself a Takten, therefore, if we cannot get the Takten to realize that he can live up to the Etzem, there would be a limitation on the Etzem. You put in the wording of the Sikha. If the Etzim will only get the Takhtan to do what he wants, but will not get the Takhtan to realize that the Takhtan can actually identify with the Etzim, that would not be the Etzim. Why? Because the Etzim, that would be an Akbal in the Etzim. I tried my best. You can go over again. Maybe this has to put it in better words. But this is what it is. In the Sikha Pashim case below here, the Rebbe says it very clearly. You look in the footnote, line 7, it's more clear, the words. You can either look in the Sikha of Mikates, there, which there that it goes acting to detail to try to explain what the words of Scholar's Etzim means. But there, I'll be honest, it's very, from when I look at the Sikha case, I find it very complicated to understand. But you look here, In this Sikha Mikates, I see it here much better. If you want to look at it, it says, the Rebbe is talking about here, about that the union of a scholars, we as scholars at some is going to be lost a little bit. The Rebbe says, but Tzadikim, they also have it in Zman HaZeh. Because the Rebbe says, if Tzadikim would not have it in Zman HaZeh, that means that the Etzem is limited only to the Osad Lobby. If the Etzem is limited only to the Osad Lobby, that's not the Etzem. Therefore, by Tzadikim, which they engage the Etzem, they think about the Etzem, they come to realize that Scholar's Etzem now in Zman HaZeh. So you see very clearly when you say, so that means when you say the Scholar's Etzem means, that Mitzad, you're talking about the Etzem and the Olam HaZeh. So it means Mitzad in Yoni from the Takhtan should come to recognize the whole Etzem, and if the Takhtan would not be able to recognize, there would be a Hagbol on the Etzem. Okay, this is more or less it. One second. So now, this is, okay, the truth is, this is, because very, it brings up, is, okay, in here, in my mind of a Yemi, I brought in the footnote, on page number 3, footnote number 8, I brought here the mind of a Yenison, we actually says in very clear words that the biggest gilui, and of course, is my action, not what comes out of my action. Usually we understand that I do something, and the gilui, of course, is the result of my action, yeah? I do it, and Hashem is going to, no, the gilui kus is I do it, and this is what we're talking about over here. The fact that I can identify and realize that everything is already, everything was there, everything is there. The only thing is that rotten is that I should come to identify with that and actually carry it out in my myself, that is iskalus. Look, that is the greatest iskalus. Not what I'm going to be mamshach numayla. That my actual doing is the greatest iskalus. My doing is the greatest iskalus. That's it.
Doing with ideas that atzmus is here.
Doing with knowing that the Eibishah gave me Torah mitzvahs, and therefore I can do it. And therefore, when I do Torah mitzvahs, I'm going to get rewarded. What's going to happen from this reward? I'm going to do more Torah mitzvahs. So what is it? One thing, knowing that I can do Torah mitzvahs. Not, I can do Torah mitzvahs. That, what is it? How much the thing is I'm doing, I can do Torah mitzvahs to no limit and end, because this Torah mitzvah is going to bring reward, it's going to bring more Torah mitzvahs. So when I think about the Eibishter, Gila the Eibishter, what I should think about? Gila the Eibishter means I can do more mitzvahs. Believe now, when you think about the Eibishter, you have to close your eyes, you have to think about the Eibishter, and you have to infect yourself. Sometimes you affect yourself more, sometimes you affect yourself less. When you engage in your life idea that I can do Torah mitzvahs to no end, I can, Lina, to swear to you, you're going to feel the Eibishter in every aspect of your life, because you know at every moment I can do Torah mitzvahs. You're going to feel the Eibishter in your kishkas, not only in your mind, okay?
Okay.
And the only thing you'll be learning, you're going to have to learn chassidus. You should have also some more understanding, appreciation. But the gil of the Eibishter is in the avodah, in nothing else. The aschar, in the Rebbe's words, the aschar is the avodah itself. The Veda is a Scha, and that is what the Rebbe is saying here. Me doing it, not anything else. Right, yeah. Right, Meseda. So what do you want to say?
Right, now, so yeah. I see how it, like, you know.
You know what, before we run off, just at the very end of the sentence, just a very interesting thing. I put it in small, but it's very interesting, because the Rebbe explains here that the Gula, you have to look at the Rebbe divides it in three Madregas. You have to see, it's very, you just look at it yourself and see it. Anyways, fine. But anyways, what are you saying? Yeah.
No, I see how it could, this whole thing stems with, like, the whole build-up that, you know, by the Ovis, they were holding that the world was not a Metzias, but the Davka Dir Zachchain has to be where the, you know, the Yidden, they start off from a point of that day.
You got it?
That they're like recognizing themselves.
If you want,
Metzias,
I can sit down if you want.
They're recognizing themselves as Metzias,
yeah.
And then they have to work up to.
Yeah. Fine. Okay. Very good. Yeah.
But if you just isolate like us right now, that like we could already do this and everything. Like, so like what's. If you just isolate us, then it's like everything previously was pointless. Like, and we're at square one. It's not, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. So I hear what you're saying.
How do we see that we're like standing on like the shoulder, you know, like those?
Because the fact we can come to awareness that this is what the Eibishter is. We always understood the Eibishter something above. And the highest, our highest admiration for the Eibishter, that he can make us bottle b'mtzias. Like, you know, ois. Now we have now a new and a better understanding that me, the Eibishter can actually affect me as a person to actually, what we just said, to bring and be machadish and all that, right? It means actually involve me. How can we come to this recognition, this new recognition, whatever recognition we got, is because of all the avodah till now, which removed all the obstacles. How can we live with the entity of the obvious in our mind that the obvious were able to mechaber in elim tachtonim, that there is a koyach of a yid to be mechaber elim tachtonim? How can we live without any issue, no, with definite, with sure, with complete confidence? How can we live with such a vision in our mind? Is because all the obstacles has been removed. If the obstacles had not been removed, we would be back where we were 60 years ago. We're living in a ghetto. 70 years ago, we're living in a ghetto. You're going to start engaging that I can change, affect the world around me without any issue. That was possible for the Nasi Yisrael. A normal Yid, it would have meaning, because you wouldn't be able to do it. It wouldn't even
it's only because we went there, like by the obvious, they could have done the same. I'm saying, like, what are we doing?
that's different than like what the Ovis could have done. Like,
oh, because we are now in the same mentality. We are, this is the point, we are in the same mentality. You know, we're all in Zman HaGolus. You know, Zman HaGolus knew they cannot, they do not recognize the Eibishter as being Mechabe Elion Otak. They do not recognize the world being Mamash Mamad Eibishter. They knew that. Right? We knew that they recognize the world as being something negating Elokus. We today are still living with the same mindset. We are in the same mindset. The world, we do not recognize the world as being everything one with Elokus. So we are not in the obvious position. Rebbe is telling us, now, because there is no obstacle from outside us, we can put ourselves in the opposite position. And that is, so what do we're mefadish in Golos. The Rebbe is telling us we can identify with the Ovis. And what would the Ovis do when they see Golos? It was transformed to Gula without any issue.
Like the Ovis was never in Golos. The Ovis was never in Golos, basically. Saying.
That was the Abish's Rotten. The Abish's Rotten we went through at the very beginning. The Abish decided the Ovis, if they're going to be to go to Golos, they would transform it 1, 2, 3, and they would have brought the Gula right away. That's not what the Abish wanted. The Abish wanted to be people
to go into Golos and from there
come to realize, remove all the obstacles, come to the stage where we're up to today. Now there's no more obstacles. Now, but we have to realize that we're still in Golos, and we now have to put ourselves now in the opposite position that we can actually change it. That's
what I was saying. Like, speaking about this whole thing, you like forget that we're still in Golos. I think that's the whole point. That's also like part of it. Like,
so this is, and that's good. This is why I brought in the very end. I have the sicha here on page number 4. At the end, I have the sicha from Pastor A, which I'm bringing the whole time. Where there it says, "Now is." It's not the Rebbe's words now, but anyways. Now starts Aveda of Koyach Atzmei. Once upon a time, I couldn't do so much. I much have tried. Now, it's all, I can do everything. Now starts a whole Aveda. Now I can really, starts a whole Aveda. We don't have to, it's real Aveda. Remember, we're living in, okay.
Right.
We live in, yeah, you have a say that. Okay, Reb David, how's the Moshe? Let's scroll this. You have Einot Mavadi in this world. Let's think for a moment. Einot Mavadi in this world. Everyone realizes, Maim Tiyom Lachasin. Everyone realizes Einot Mavadi. We're full taken with Einot Mavadi. It's amazing, right? That would not be his Galus Etzem. Why? His Galus Etzem means the etzem may be there. That's not the full etzem. That is not the full etzem. Why is it not the full etzem? Because einig mavadi means that the tachten as a negative entity will come from its negative perspective to conclude that it must be einig mavadi. It has to come from within the tachten. So, when you have Einot Mavadi in the world, everyone agrees Einot Mavadi, we all see it, we see it, we know it, that is still not Etzem. Etzem is when I, as independent entity, come to include. Why? But if the Eibishter cannot, if the Etzem, oh, this is what it is. Because as long as I do not see the Eibishter's ability to affect me to come to this conclusion, if I do not see this ability, I do not realize the Etzem. Because the koyach of the Etzem is that he can affect me as an independent entity. And if I would have come to this conclusion without being an independent entity, but by the others bringing it down upon me, I would not realize the Etzem. It would be Etzem. It would not be Etzem. Why would it not be Etzem? Because I have not come to realize that me as an independent entity also can come to realize the Atzim. So if you have Slamus and Scholars of Atzimus here, Slamus and Scholars of Atzimus, yeah? But it did not go through the Golos process that we should come to realize on our own the Mitzvahs of Atzimus. We did not have this Golos process. That would not be Atzimus. Why? Because Atzimus by definition is, the Gedder of Atzimus is that he has no Agbolos. No Agbolos means including that I as independent entity should come to an awareness of Atzimus. And that is why you have to have this Nitzis of Golos. That's why you have to have the separate entities of Elin Atak and Matan Torah. So me as independent entity. And that is the Skalas Atzimus. Why? Because I have come to realize And Eskalas Atzmus is when he, when Eskalas Atzmus is when the, his ability to get me to realize is accomplished. Because that is the etzem. The etzem is that even the opposing factor comes to realize the etzem. So that's why there has to be independent factor, independent entity of an opposing factor, the takn. And that is the words here. Hiskalas, the, if the etzem you just have, you, the etzem is only when there is hiskalas etzem. What does the hiskalas etzem mean? When the opposing factor of the takn on its own accord comes to realize etzem, that is etzem. But just ain't el mubadi in the simple form. We understand here we're a yesh. There's going to be an ain el mubadi. That is not etzem. Why? That it's a gilui. It's style. It's a gilui. Ain't el mubadi. Etzem means that he includes me and affects me, and therefore the only way there can be a scholar's etzem, only way there can be a scholar's atzmus is when we're attacked and we go through golos and we come to realize. That is when I come to realize it on my own, that is the scholar's answer. That's it. I tried to explain in my best words, I hope it's understood.
Yeah, a lot of times, what you say a lot of times is that
yeah.
The gula is when you realize.